Welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as we get set for a big varsity boys matchup tonight between the Atlantic Trojans and the Harlan Cyclones. And earlier tonight, the JV game, it was a good competition there in that one as well, as Harlan was able to hold off Atlantic down the stretch. The Harlan Cyclones pick up the JV win 71-62 here tonight over Atlantic. And then after we got done with that, as Jim had mentioned earlier, with a little presentation from the Atlantic Student Council and Atlantic Community and the School District to Harlan head coach Mitch Osborne, who's fighting through a battle with cancer, and he mentioned he's using some of those funds that he's been receiving to help out others as well for some of their blood swab tests that they need associated with blood cancer, which is what he is fighting with. So a nice presentation here tonight. A lot of folks showing their support by wearing some T-shirts as well here this evening, supporting the cause. Always nice to see when everybody gets together to fight against a cause like that. We're back out there on the floor for Atlantic warming up. They went to the locker room for just a moment. Harlan has gone to the locker room for the time being here as well. And talked about statistically here these two teams, but looking at the matchup here a little bit once again for you. For Atlantic, you have players that not only have size but have the athletic ability as well to get out there and defend. And that's what they really like to do, is try to get arms in passing lanes and set up that zone with Ryan Hawkins out front and really try to force the pressure on the ball handlers out front. They were able to do that with some success last time against Harlan, but had some breakdowns as far as help defense. Going to need to do better, a little bit of controlling some of those ball handlers here tonight.
You know, so often in big games, it comes down to who steps up that you really maybe gives you more than you expected them to. Caleb Rasmussen really fit that bill for Harlan. He averages about 7 points a game on the season. In that game against Atlantic first time around, he had 15 points on 7 of 11 shooting. A lot of those were layups. Busting himself down that free throw lane, getting easy opportunities. And a little guy, but he had 5 rebounds in that contest. Also dished out 6 assists, had a couple of steals. He had a really big game for Harlan. And I really think if you ask most of the Atlantic fans, if they were honest about it, they'd probably tell you that was the most frustrating part of the game, was how many times he was able to get in close. Kyle Jewell had his typical good night with 21 points. Ethan Knutson had 10 points in that ball game. As Harlan, you know, they took care of business. They were just 3 of 16 from the arc, though. That was one place where they were deficient. They didn't get to the line much. They're just 7 of 10 from the free throw line. On the other hand, Atlantic, well, they made 11 threes, but they also shot 36 of them. They were hoisting up tons of outside shots in that game. But, you know, when you take a look, but 5 of 11 for the free throw, so they missed some opportunities there. And when you're talking about games that go to overtime, 1 point here or there makes all the difference in the world. But when you look at the other side, you know, you hate to throw blame around, and that's not what we're doing, but Garrett Frank had struggled with his shot. He had a hard time finding the bottom of the bottom of the basket. He had a lot of them rim out. He's averaging 16 a game. He had 6 in that contest, and he'd be the first to tell you that's completely unacceptable for him. He wants to do better, and I'm sure he wants to show that here tonight. But, you know, Atlantic just missed out on some opportunities. Some of the shots weren't falling. You know, a few missed free throws in some key spots here and there. And, you know, it's amazing how many little things like that can make all the difference in the world. And I know they want to come back out. And you can't do anything about that game, but you can sure rectify things here tonight.
Yeah, and interesting enough, throughout that first game as well, not only were some of the shots not falling for both teams from the outside, but they weren't getting long rebounds either. There was a lot of one-and-done trips for both squads up and down the floor. So we'll see if somebody tries to gain a little bit more of an advantage on the offensive glass this time here in this matchup. Teams are just finishing up their warm-ups, and we're just a little over a minute away from getting started. Of course, this is not the end-all be-all as well. These teams still have some games here down the stretch to try to finish up their seasons, and they want to finish strong until they get matched up for their pairings here in the postseason. And that's just right around the corner here as well. So they know that a big game here tonight, but as soon as this one's over, you got to put it in the rearview mirror and get back to action once again here down the stretch. We'll take one more time out and get you ready for tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN. And welcome back here to Atlantic High School. Chris Parks along with Jim Field. I want to thank you for joining us for High School Hoops here tonight here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well at KJAN.com. Check out the live video stream if you can't make it out. Of course, we hope you come out and join the good crowd on hand here tonight. But if you can't do it, you can watch the game live on our webpage. Just go to KJAN.com, go to the TV page, and click play there. And that'll get going for you. And you can listen to the audio stream online and on your mobile apps as well here this evening.
Both these teams are working on two-game streaks coming into tonight for Atlantic. They've beaten Clarinda and Red Oak in their last two outings. That stopped a two-game losing streak. For Harlan, they're working on a two-game losing streak right now. They've lost their last two games, both road games, to Denison and Kemper Catholic, which stopped a seven-game winning streak for them. So they're an awful anxious bunch to get back in that win column here tonight.
Both teams definitely fired up and ready to go here for this one here tonight. Cyclones have been introduced to the crowd. The Trojans being introduced to the crowd here right now. I'll remind you of the starting lineups here for you. For Harlan, it's number 3, Caleb Rasmussen, the 5'10 sophomore. Number 11, Luke Hall, the 6'1 senior. Number 33, Kyle Jewell, the 6'4 junior. Number 35, Ethan Knutson, the 6'4 junior. And number 43, Will Landsman, the 6'3 junior for head coach Mitch Osborne. For Atlantic, they send out to number 2, Joe Walker, the 6'3 senior. Number 4, Brendan Holmes, the 5'11 junior. Number 22, Ryan Hawkins, the 6'6 junior. Number 32, Garrett Franken, the 6'7 sophomore. And number 40, Nick Podaisky, the 6'3 senior for second-year head coach Alan Jenkins and the Trojans. The teams have now been introduced here to the crowd, and we're going to listen in now here for our national anthem here this evening for the Atlantic. Pep Man going to be performing our national anthem. Taken care of here by the Atlantic Pep Band, and we're ready for basketball here tonight. For the road squad, the Harlan Cyclones, they'll be wearing their road red uniforms here tonight with the black Cyclones across the chest and the black lettering and black and white trim. For the Atlantic Trojans, they're wearing their home white uniforms with the gold lettering and the black piping around the lettering and the black and gold trim here tonight. As we get ready for basketball. Team's out on the floor here, ready to go. Atlantic with the gold Atlantic right across the top of the chest, and they're in the center circle, right on top of that Trojan head logo, ready to go, as Ethan Knutson will be in the middle against Joey Walker. It's tapped up as it came back down by Knutson, batted around and controlled by Atlantic, so they will get the basketball first. Joey Walker out front will throw it right side over to Brendan Holmes as Harlan settles down into a zone here early on. A 2-3 look here from the Cyclones as they shift it out to the corners. Pass back up top to Podaisky. He'll kick it back out. Walker's going to pull the trigger on a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tapped loose, controlled by Kyle Jewell. He's going to run for the Cyclones. The kick out in the corner, the transition three is well short. Missed that time by Rasmussen, and the rebound pulled down here by Atlantic. Here comes Ryan Hawkins. He stops with it at the top and dumps it back to Walker, and they'll set up the offense. Left side, Podaisky with it. He'll put it on the floor for a couple and hand it off to Franken. Skip across to Holmes. Up top, Walker. He's going to drive. Stops and gets by the defender to fly by. Forces up a shot. Missed it. Rebound tapped loose. Still loose. And now Holmes comes up with it. He's getting flying as he was getting back in transition for defense and came up with the basketball. Holmes now has it on the left wing here for Atlantic. He'll dribble out to the top and hand it across to Podaisky. Podaisky Hands it off to Frank, and he'll pull the trigger on the three from the top of the key, and it's good. That's a good start for the sophomore. He was cold the first time these two teams met, and he gets off to a good start here, hitting his first three from right at the top of the key, and it's 3-0 Trojans. Back the other direction, it'll be Jewell out top of the basketball, crossing over, working against Hawkins. He forces a shot up and gets it to roll home. Got the nice bounce off the rim, and it's a two-pointer there for the Cyclones as it's now 3-2. Atlantic the lead. Franken has it. He'll dump it across over to Walker. Walker will drive to the middle. Stop. Cut off there. He'll throw it in the corner here to Hawkins. Down underneath. Bedeisky finding a seam there. He forces the shot up, and it was partially blocked out of bounds. Oh, I thought it went off Harlan. But they're going to say it was just off of his hand last and hit the top of the backboard, so they called it out of bounds. Looked like a tough break there for Atlantic, but the Cyclones now have it, and Rasmussen will bring it up the floor. He'll drive right side, throw it down underneath Jewell, working against Podaisky, and they're going to call a block there against Podaisky. Almost thought he got away with a walk there.
Walk, yeah. Shuffled those feet before he turned to put the ball on the floor.
So they'll call the foul on Nick Podaisky. That'll be the first foul of the contest, and Jewell will inbound from underneath. He inbounds here to Knutson. He's waiting. He'll throw it in the middle here to Landsman. Back outside, they work it. Jewell, the pump fake, drives inside the lane. 14-footer rolls home. About the same spot he hit the first shot, just a little closer. And it's now 4-3, Cyclones. They'll put on a little three-quarter court pressure now here as Franken has it in the backcourt. Gives it across to Walker. They try to trap him. He'll get it in the corner down to Podaisky, and they'll set up shot. Here's Holmes to Walker. Left side, Franken. Thought about the shot. Now we'll kick it across. Here's Holmes. One dribble and a kick back up top to Walker, now to Franken. Franken gets a screen. He'll go right side. Pull-up jumper. Short. Rebound. Hawkins gets a baseline, and he's fouled as he tried to go for the shot. It was going to be a tough angled shot, but he got the defender flying with him and knew he was going to draw the contact. And he'll go to the line here to shoot two, and that foul is going to be whistled against Kyle Jewell. So the first against the Cyclones, and now Hawkins will get a chance here at the free throw line. First one dances around and falls off. Oh, thought he was going to get the roll that time, but it just came off the front of the rim. 5:17 to go here, opening quarter. 4-3, Harlan leading right now. Hawkins trying to tie it here with his second free throw, and he does. So 1 out of 2 at the line for Ryan Hawkins, and we're tied at 4. Rasmussen will bring it up this time for the Cyclones. Off to Jewell on the left side, guarded by Franken this trip. As they follow him, they try to force it to him, but a nice recognition by Hawkins, and he flashed in front and stole it. They knew the pass was coming. That's good job on the scouting report there by the Trojans. Here's Walker, throw it in the corner to Podaisky, puts it on the floor, has it tapped away, it's loose, and it's stolen. Taken away by Luke Hall. He'll bring it up the floor, all the way into the middle of the lane, right by Holmes, forces the shot, no good, rolls off. Rebound pulled down by Holmes. A little bit of an awkward look that time from Hall. He never really got his body square to the basket. And now Atlantic has it. They'll look to the bench, and Coach Jenkins gives them a call to set something up. They'll run it right side over to Holmes. Holmes in the corner to Podaisky. Podaisky, skip it across to Walker. Walker will drive in, stop and fire from 15. It's no good, too strong. Rebound Hall. Cyclones running the other way. Hall into the lane again. He's going to go up for the layup. He banked it home, and he got fouled. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Foul going to be whistled now against Nick Podaisky. And that's going to be number 2 on Podaisky, so he's going to come out. Kristen Benn will be up off the bench to replace him. Harlan also with a substitution as Rasmussen comes out, and they're going to bring in Thomas Fink, the 6-foot junior. Free throw is well short. Just glanced off the front of the rim there from Hall. And we'll go back the other way here. 6-4 Harlan. Atlantic basketball out top. Walker will hand it off to Benn. Benn back in the corner to Walker. Thought about the shot. Tried to lob it to Frank and was tapped back to him. Now back out front. They'll go right side to Holmes. He'll pull the trigger on the three. That's off the back iron. Nice rebound by Tristan Benn as he came flying in to clean it up and put it back home.
Not the guy you'd expect to be dusting off the boards underneath.
6-6 now. And now we have a step on the inline, sideline there by Harlan as they got it in the corner to Knutson in transition. And he took a big step backwards before he got started, and he was out of bounds. So Atlantic gets it back here. They'll put on that token pressure here again as Walker will bring it up. Don't send it across over to Franken. Now they'll lob it up the floor here to Benn. Benn back to Franken. Up top, Walker at the center circle. Right side over to Ben. In the corner, it's Franken. Back to Ben. Back to Walker now as he curls around. Dumps it off to Franken. Back up top. It's tapped, stolen. Red and stolen by Fink. He'll go the other way. The left-hand layup is good. As Fink gets the steal and the bucket in transition, and it's 8-6 Cyclones. Back the other way. Lanik had a space for a moment, but they dump it back out top, and now we have a foul. Fink stepped in, didn't give Walker a chance to come back down, and he'll get called for the foul.
Pretty sure Atlantic would like to try to get some more touches offensively for Ryan Hawkins. He really hasn't. I think one possession he really had an opportunity with the basketball trying to get inside. Otherwise, really haven't had a lot of chances.
Rasmussen comes back into the lineup here for Harlan. Atlantic back in with the basketball, and they'll work it right side. Now back up top, they're going to swing it left. Here's Ben, one dribble. Now they work it back to the right side. Holmes will give it to Franken. They skip it across. Quick passing out top, Walker for three, and he hits it. A lot of ball movement that time for the Trojans, and Walker knocks down the triple. 9-8, Atlantic back on top. 2:44 left to go, first quarter. Rasmussen out front now for Harlan. Left side, Fink. In the corner, they go to Jewell. They'll work it back up front. Right side, Landsman. Up top, Rasmussen. Now down on the block. They'll dump it down there to Hall. He turns and floats one up in the lane and gets it to go. Didn't really contest that shot that time, and Hall gets it down. 10-9 Cyclones. Now Ryan Hawkins has it here on the right side for Atlantic. He'll pick it up, though, and hand it off. Holmes back up top to Walker. Over to Franken. He'll pull the trigger on the three. That's off the mark. Rebound high, and Jewell pulls it down. Off to Hall. They're going to run. Hall into the middle of the lane. He's bumped, and a foul. And it's going to be Hawkins in transition running into him. And he'll get called for it. They'll inbound the basketball underneath. First on Ryan Hawkins. Third on the Trojans. Inbound from Rasmussen with 2:05 to go in the quarter. They'll lob it up top here to Hall, guarded closely by Ben. Now back they go to Rasmussen, and he'll dribble it back out to the front. Left side to Fink. Up top, Jewell. He'll shoot a three right over Hawkins, and he splashed it home. Gave him a little bit of space, and he just quickly pulled the trigger. Knocked it down. It's 13-9. Now Hawkins will throw it right side over to Holmes. Skip pass across, Franken. Left side they go to Ben. Back up top. Right side, they'll go here to Holmes. He'll dribble in and kick it back out. No real penetration here for Atlantic. Not able to get inside that zone. Walker going to pull the trigger on a three left side. Might have been partially blocked as the defender flew by. Came up well short. Harlan takes it away. They'll run back the other direction. Transition three for Jewell, and he buries it. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Alan Jenkins, and I think that's a great time to take a timeout because Harlan getting a little bit of a rhythm here back up and down the floor, and a couple of threes by Kyle Jewell has given them a 7-point lead here at 16-9. The 30-second timeout here for Atlantic, and we need to do a better job of finding something that'll get a little bit of movement here on the offensive end of the floor. They had that same trouble last time. Harlan really likes to pack it in that zone. They'll give you a few outside shots, but yeah, you mentioned before, Ryan Hawkins, he's kind of playing the guy along the baseline trying to find some seams, and they just really haven't been able to find him at all.
Yeah, both these teams look a little bit deliberate offensively here in the early going. Harlan's hit a few shots from the outside. That's really the difference in the basketball game here so far. They've hit a few more of those outside shots. Jewell catching fire here last few times up the floor. But, yeah, the passing just seems to be a little slow and deliberate right now. I think both teams like to pick up the pace at some point.
1:12 to go in the quarter, out of the timeout. Into the ball game here for Atlantic. They bring in Kyle Nelson up off the bench after the timeout. Here's Walker. They'll get in the middle to Franken, and he'll pop one just inside the free throw line, and that one rolls home. Nice look that time on the little cut to the middle from Garrett Franken. 16-11. Transition three now for Fink from the left side. He missed it, but Jewell's right there for the rebound and the putback. 18-11. Harlan on top. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Atlantic basketball, and Franken has it across the timeline over to Walker. Left side to Nelson. Now Hawkins baseline. Gets some space. Trying to fight his way. Now he'll kick it back up top. They go to Ben right wing. He'll take a three. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Landsman. 28 seconds to go in the quarter, and we'll see what Harlan does. They might try to slow it down and take a last shot here. And that looks like exactly what they want to do. Rasmussen just cradles it out near the center circle. Franken going to come out and make him work with it a little bit. 12 seconds to go. 9 seconds. They're still setting something up. 7 seconds to go. Now Rasmussen will start. Crosses over, goes right side. The kick in the corner here to Fink. 2 seconds to go. Now he just forces up a shot awkwardly and missed it. And that'll be the end of the quarter. So not a good look for the Cyclones on their last possession, but they do lead it here after one, 18-11. We'll have the second quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 18-11, Harlan leading Atlantic after one quarter in this boys' basketball game here tonight. Cyclones have the ball to start the second quarter as they work the ball on the perimeter. Rasmussen left side brings it back out top, and another three from the top side. This one by Will Landsman, his first field goal of the ball game, and it's 21-11, a 10-point lead for Harlan. Atlantic front court now. Hawkins brings it across, picks up the dribble. We'll leave it off now for Kyle Nelson, who's checked into the ball game. Joe Walker, Nelson, left side. They're out on the circle, working the perimeter. Now across it goes to Podaisky. He's double-teamed out top as he runs into that zone. Nelson, now back across. Walker, inside it goes as Franken falls away here left side and jumps that one in. Well, Garrett Franken, we mentioned, it took him a long time to get warm in that first game against Harlan. No trouble so far tonight. He's got 7 points here early. 21-13 the score. Just about a minute gone here in the second quarter. Rasmussen out top, fires here near side to Jewell. He steps back. Talk about heating up. Kyle Jewell's got a whole week's worth of points already, and we're just early in the second quarter. 24-13, Cyclones lead it. 15 points already for Kyle Jewell. He's outscored the Trojans. Quickly down low, Hawkins, the bounce feed across Podaisky from the corner for three. That rings out no good, and the rebound, Jewell. Up the floor come the Cyclones. They want to move it. Down the left side, on the run, the running one-hander. Awkward-looking shot by Luke Hall. It's off the mark, rebounded by Atlantic, and they'll bring it across. 24-13, 11 points the advantage here for the Cyclones. Atlantic with the ball. Walker fires it across. Franken open on the circle, in and out. No good for the three. The rebound tapped out. Rasmussen wants to run. He's going to bring it up and bounce it across, and a traveling violation will turn it over. That pass came up high on Thomas Fink, and he fumbled it. And walks with a basketball. That'll turn it over. 6:14 to go, second quarter for the Cyclones. Ethan Knutson checks back into the ball game as Luke Hall will check out. Atlantic basketball. Cyclones again will stretch the defense into the backcourt. Atlantic will walk it up. Franken and Walker playing catch with it. Now Walker breaks the pressure. They double-team him. He'll fire it across to Franken. He'll kick it to the corner. Hawkins right side for three. No good. Skims the rim. Rebound. Walker saves it. Podaisky underneath. Ball away. Shot no good in traffic. Rebound to the Cyclones. Jewell out with it. Ahead to Rasmussen. Back to Jewell. Wide open right side. And you know what he's going to do with it. Straight down the middle.
He is feeling it right now.
18 already for Kyle Jewell. 27-13. Cyclones lead it. Atlantic ball front. Well, it was Atlantic ball. Long pass by Walker. Cross court is stolen by Knutson. Harlan up the floor now. Rasmussen. Jewell. Oh, he's open again for three, and he knocks it down. Somebody get a body on that guy. 30-13 Cyclones. It's the Kyle Jewell show here tonight. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN. 30-13 is our score here early in the second quarter as Kyle Jewell is just shredding the strings here tonight. Holy smokes, he's already got five threes, 21 points on the night. He's outscored Atlantic by eight here in the first half.
Yeah, he is just absolutely feeling it tonight. Sometimes you have one of those nights where as a shooter you just feel great about your release, and it looks good, and they're going straight through for him right now. You've got to absolutely stay locked up tight on him. They're going to have to do something about trailing him and making sure that somebody's always got a hand in his face because he shows no signs of slowing down.
30-13. Cyclones lead it. Well, Atlantic's got some work to do. And we're still early. That's the good side. A lot of time left. Just over 5 minutes to go here in the first half. As Hawkins has it, they break pressure and he gets fouled. That'll be a foul on Caleb Rasmussen reaching in. That's his first. Just the third team foul against the Cyclones. In fact, it's been pretty much a foul-free ball game. Three for each team so far as Walker takes the inbound. Podaisky left side. Nick Podaisky with a couple of early fouls, though, as he's back on the floor. Franken dumps it down low for Hawkins. Pass in traffic. Hawkins turns, forces one up. No good. Rebound, Cyclones. It's Jewell again coming out with it. Ahead it comes quickly to the front court. Landsman, they get it off to the corner. A three ball from the left corner is no good as Fink can't knock it down. Rebound to Atlantic. Long pass up the floor. It's Hawkins here left side. Franken out top. Cross it goes now to Podaisky. He'll drive into the lane, elevate, short shot up and good. Nick Podaisky hits a much-needed basket for Atlantic. It's 30-15. 4.5 left to go second quarter. Cyclones left side. Fink out on the circle with it. Out top it comes. He'll leave it for Knutson. Now Rasmussen here on the near side. They try to post right side. Down low with the basketball. And a little too much dribbling that time was Kyle Jewell as Brendan Holmes stripped it away from him. Atlantic basketball now the other way. Podaisky to Holmes out top. Holmes, who collapsed on defense to help out. Jewell didn't see him coming, came up with that steal. Now back to the front court here. It's Podaisky in the corner. Back out top to Walker. Right side Franken. He grabs, he guns, he buries the three. Franken now with 10. It's 30-18. Harlan the lead in the basketball. 3:48 left to play here in this first half. And a foul, Brendan Holmes working against Rasmussen will pick up the blocking foul out front. That'll be his first. Ball out of bounds at center court. Cyclones will inbound. They'll get it right side. Knutson lobs it low. Taken by Jewell. The kick out to Fink. He'll try the three. It's no good. Rebound, Brendan Holmes. Sky King in the middle there. Holmes goes up high to get it amongst all those taller players. Now to the front court. Walker left side. He'll line up for the three. That's good. So this is how it's going to be tonight, huh? 30-21. It's a 9-point game. Atlantic with a couple of threes down the floor. Harlan with a basketball and a 9-point lead. Fink, the lob underneath, posting Knutson. He'll lay that one in. He got inside. He backed his way down low. That's a first basket by Knutson. And it's 32-21. 3 minutes left to go in this second quarter. Walker front court now fires it across. Hawkins streaking down the lane. Tried to get the bank shot to go. It wouldn't. We've got a foul call, though, as he was cut off inside. Foul on the Cyclones. Going to be whistled against Kyle Jewell. And that's actually his second. Fink will check out of the game. Luke Hall is back in for the Cyclones. Atlantic will inbound on the baseline. Walker will fire it out top. Oh, Franken's left open. He grabs. He guns. That is good. It rolls through for three. And it's 32-24. An 8-point ball game. Harlan front court now. Rasmussen with it. Rasmussen curls, working on Holmes. The kick out across out top. That's Landsman for three. No good. Rebound, Jewell. The putback is good. Kyle Jewell inside with a board and a bucket. And it's 34-24, 10-point lead for the Cyclones. 2.5 left to go in the second quarter and a steal. Bad pass by Walker. It's knocked away and stolen. Quickly up the floor they go. Left side, head fake, Jewell. Now Rasmussen in the corner. Now they'll reset. Rasmussen out top. We'll leave it for Hall. Hall to Rasmussen. They'll look to the bench and look for a play. Rasmussen out top. Fires it across. Hall here right side. They're trying to post low with Jewell. Now it's Landsman out top. Right side wing. Hall drives into the lane. Lost the ball. Lost it again. And we're going to have a foul call inside. Ball will be out of bounds. Reaching in for the Trojans, Joe Walker. He picks up the foul. It's his first. Team number five against Atlantic. Cyclones ball. Minute 59 to go, second quarter. Cyclones will inbound and is stolen. Hawkins, those long arms, stole it away. He'll run it up the floor, slow it down. Now Elliver, now Stern, and spin his way past Jewell to the basket for his first field goal of the ball game. 34-26, nice spin and a finger roll, and Jewell with two fouls, I'm sure, thought about that before he decided to make a play on it defensively. Now Hall here in the near corner with it for the Cyclones. Back out top, Rasmussen. Knutson on the circle, back up top. They'll reset. A minute and a half left to go, second quarter. Rasmussen left side, stops on the dribble, bounce feed. That's Jewell out high. He'll give it back to Rasmussen. They work that left perimeter. Now Jewell turns at the elbow into the lane. The bounce feed across, tough pass. Hall comes up with it. And now we're going to have a whistle. And a foul away from the ball. They whistled on Joe Walker. I'm not sure what it was for. The official didn't even give us a signal what it was for. It's going to be Harlan basketball out of bounds underneath the bucket. Thomas Fink will check back in for the Cyclones. Also into the contest is Garrett Esser. Walker will check out. Now Tristan Benn is back in for Atlantic. As Hall will look to inbound, he'll lob it high. Very nearly a traveling by Hall. He was shuffling those feet around underneath. You got to keep a pivot foot out of bounds. Got away with that. The bounce feed underneath, and the bucket is good, and we got a foul call against Atlantic. Luke Hall got the ball underneath, got the basket to fall, and the foul against Atlantic is going to go on Garrett Franken. That'll be his first. And the free throw try is good by Hall. 37-26, 11-point lead here for the Cyclones. Atlantic has trailed by as many as 17 here in the first half. Ben out top with it. We have 1 minute left to go in this second quarter. Lob across. Podaisky out top. Ben. Ben off to Franken. He'll try again for three, and it's good again. Garrett Franken filling it up from the outside. It's 37-29. Cyclones with an 8-point lead in the ball. 45 seconds left in the first half. In the center circle, it's Hall. He'll leave it now for Esser. Esser picked up by Podaisky. Ben trying to reach and slap that ball away. Now out top with it is Fink. Fink off the dribble, gets a screen. He'll hand it off to Hall. They're going to try and kill the rest of this quarter, see if they can get that final shot here. As Hall out top, guarded there by Holmes. Holmes tried to coerce the official into a foul call. It didn't happen. 15 seconds left. Now out near the center circle. Hall with it. 10 seconds. He'll turn. He'll try to drive here. Right side, nothing. Turns, curls left. The kick out. Landsman off to the corner now. A three ball on the way. No good. Rebound Atlantic. Hawkins rebounded it. He'll turn and fire it up the floor. It's way off the mark. That's the end of the first half. Esser was trying to knock down the triple from the corner. That was off the mark. Once down 17, I guess you call that a win for Atlantic here in the second quarter after a terrible start to the quarter. They rallied back and cut the lead, well, more than in half. It's 8 points here at intermission. 37-29, Cyclone. Hot shooting here in the first half. Take an 8-point lead into the locker room. We'll take a break and be back with more for you here at halftime in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Downtown Atlantic.
Back here. Back here at halftime, 37-29. Harlan with the lead over Atlantic in this boys. I was going to say Hawkeye 10 game. It's a non-conference game. A couple of Hawkeye 10 conference schools matching up here tonight. Harlan won the first game last month in double overtime up in Harlan. Atlantic going to have to fight their way back if they want to even the score. They trailed 17 points here early in the second quarter at 30-13. But they're down 8 here at halftime, 37-29. Got some more scores?
Yeah, just a couple of other notes here for you. In girls' game, it's just a couple minutes left in the second quarter as Kemper Catholic is leading Lewis Central 17-16 there in that one. Also early in the second quarter, it's the Lennox boys leading Southwest Valley 30-13 in that game tonight. Also, IKM Manning is leading Underwood in a boys play 40-31 at halftime. And also Creston and Glenwood playing here tonight. And at the half, it's a 33-30 lead for Creston, leading over Glenwood there in that one.
Nottoway Valley won a girls game tonight, 40-36 over Mount Air. That's in girls high school basketball tonight. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard girls defeating Arweva 35-29. That's in Rolling Valley Conference play. Nishnabotna defeating East Mills tonight 48-20. That's also in girls action. Also, another girls game. It was Audubon over AHSTW 50-37. And Essex defeating Sydney 62-37 tonight. That's all in girls high school basketball this evening.
Quick update as well for you from college hoops tonight. The 14th-ranked Northern Iowa Panthers picked up a win on the road at Indiana State as they won 61-51 tonight.
Waiting for the Dance Atlantic girls to hit the floor here tonight as they entertain here at halftime. 37-29 is our score here at intermission. Also, congratulations to the Atlantic Boys Wrestling Squad. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling Championships was held this past Saturday over in Glenwood. Creston was the team champion, as was expected, but a pretty tight race at the top as they had 245 points, just 10 better than Lewis Central with 235. Clarinda with 223.5 was third. Glenwood was fourth with 213. The Atlantic Boys were fifth at 191. Harlan with 113 points was sixth. Atlantic had two individual champions. Carter Cox won the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship at 113 pounds, while Reed Nichols was the 145-pound Hawkeye 10 Conference Champion. Congratulations to them. Also, a couple of other Trojans were runners-up. Cole Hansen at 106 and Skyler Swoboda at 285. A couple of third-place finishes also. Austin Williamson at 138 pounds and Zach Stork at 160 pounds. And then Atlantic had five fourth-place finishes. Marshall McDermott at 126. Drake Roller at 170, Travis Peterson at 182 pounds, Keegan Hosfeldt at 195 pounds, and John McConkie at 220 pounds. So pretty solid effort for the Atlantic wrestlers as the wrestling teams get ready for sectionals. It's already postseason time here this weekend for the high school wrestling squads. How fast that winter season tends to disappear.
Yeah, it's crazy. It starts to really wind down in a hurry, and before you know it, you're right into the thick of the postseason and getting the season finished up.
Make that 37-29 our score here as Harlan leads Atlantic in this boys' basketball game. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more for you here at halftime in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight. Atlantic and Harlan. Boys, Hawkeye 10 conference basketball play here tonight. Both these teams, as we mentioned in the pregame portion of our program tonight, gearing up for a stretch run here in the high school basketball season. Just a few weeks left before they get after the postseason. Harlan has two big games left. They have two conference games left. They're 5-3. They play a total of 10 conference games. They have Glenwood and Creston at home in the conference yet. They also play at St. Albert and host Lewis Central in non-conference play, and they'll finish up at Carroll. For Atlantic, after this, they'll have a Saturday afternoon contest against Creston that we'll have for you here this Saturday on KJA. On special time, that's a 5 o'clock varsity tip time. That's a non-conference game. They'll visit Clarinda in a game that we'll have for you here on the radio as well next Tuesday. Then a week from Friday, they'll have a home game against Trainer in non-conference play, a very good Trainer team. We'll have that game for you on the radio as well. Atlantic will be at Carroll. Then they'll finish up at home against Denison before they get ready for postseason play. You know, these are important games down the stretch. Even if they don't count in the conference standings, you're really trying to work something up here and get yourself some good momentum heading into the postseason.
Oh, yeah, and you know, you look at it, it rings true for every sport, but especially in basketball, it seems like it. Teams that get hot down the stretch at the end of the season can carry that over into the postseason and become much more dangerous if they build up that little bit of confidence. You know, even a team that, you know, didn't have a good first three quarters of the season, and they play their last few games pretty strong and start clicking a little bit, they can be come up and surprise somebody. So you got to be ready for every opponent every night, and having that winning streak going into the postseason certainly helps.
Absolutely. A lot of fun here tonight, and we talked about some high school scores already, some final scores around the area. You got a few more?
Yeah, on the girls' side, a bunch of girls' scores listed from those double tenders here this evening. Bedford beat East Union 55-11 tonight. Also, it was Dallas Center Grimes beating Oskaloosa 76-31. Exira EHK wins big tonight over West Harrison. 67-6 was the final in that one. Glidden Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute 39-32 here this evening. Also in girls basketball play here tonight, it was Nottoway Valley, as you mentioned, beating Mount Air 40-36. Had that score for you a little earlier. And that's a look at all those. Actually, one more other local score. Sergeant Buff Luton defeated Denison Schleswig tonight, 81-44. That's some of those girls' finals from this evening.
Those are all in girls' scores around the region tonight. Of course, most of those boys' games going on as we speak here along with this one. 37-29 is our halftime score. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll check the halftime stats for you from this one. Get you ready for second half basketball. It's Harlan leading Atlantic 37-29. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM. Let's take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime. It's 37-29, Harlan leading Atlantic here at the intermission. In the first half for the Cyclones, say no more than Kyle Jewell. He was pretty much all over the place here tonight, especially around that circle. 23 points in the first half for Kyle Jewell. That's a full 6 points above his game average. He did that in 16 minutes. Crazy numbers for Jewell. That's because he hardly missed a shot here in the first half.
Oh, yeah. Well, and once he got going, too, Atlantic made the mistake of leaving him open in transition a couple of times and not finding him quick enough. And, boy, when he had an open look, you knew it was going down. As soon as it left his hand, he was really feeling it.
23 for Jewell. He leads all scorers here tonight in the first half. Also 7 points for Luke Hall this evening, 3 points for Will Landsman, and 2 each for Thomas Fink and Ethan Knutson. Caleb Rasmussen, who was really the bane for Atlantic in that first contest between these two. He's scoreless here in the first half. On the other side for Atlantic, 16 points for Garrett Franken. He's trying to match Jewell as best he can. 16 points in the first half for Franken. Also 6 points for Joe Walker. 3 points for Ryan Hawkins. 2 each for Tristan Benn and Nick Podaisky in the first half. Both teams are 1 for 2 from the free throw line here tonight. Fouls look like this for Harlan. Kyle Jewell has 2. For Atlantic, Nick Podaisky and Joe Walker each picked up 2 in the first half. Nobody else with more than 1. And that's what your reset looks like here at halftime. Those are your numbers. It was 18-11, Harlan leading after 1. They jumped out to as big as a 17-point edge at 30-13. Atlantic has closed it to 8 here at halftime. It's 37-29. Harlan leading Atlantic as the two teams get back on the floor here to get set for this second half. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Chris will have the third quarter for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
Welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. It's a 37-29 halftime lead here for the Harlan Cyclones over the Atlantic Trojans as we get ready for second half basketball. Both teams finishing up their warm-ups here as we get ready for the second half of play. Once again, it was 23 points from Kyle Jewell there in the first half, leading the way for Harlan as he was able to knock down not one, but 5 3-pointers there in that first half. A good response, though, by Garrett Franken. Give him a lot of credit for knocking down some big shots to get Atlantic back in it, as he's hit 4 3-pointers here in the first half. They have 16 points to lead the way here for the Trojans. We'll see what these two teams do here at the halftime break to adjust. Obviously, not a lot of work inside for either squad as they were bombing them from the outside. We may see more of that, but we'll see if there's an extra effort maybe to try to work the ball inside a little bit here in the second half of play.
Yeah, my advice to Harlan, if they need it, is get the ball in Jewell's hands.
Yeah, that's...
My advice to Atlantic, if they need it, is just 2 words, guard Jewell.
Yeah, that'll be a big key. We'll see maybe what they do. They might get creative defensively a little bit with him. Want to trail him from time to time. We'll see if they stick somebody on him and do a box and one, or if they go man, or what they try to adjust with here down the stretch against him, because obviously, yeah, he is really in a groove here tonight. Anytime you get a player that's knocking down shots like that, you know that it's going to be an all-night-long type of deal, and we'll see Atlantic how they counter that. They'll start with the basketball here as we begin the second half. Atlantic working from left to right now here as we sit on the scorer's table side of the gymnasium. They'll have it up top here with Podaisky, and he'll kick it right side to Franken. Down low, they force it into Hawkins, turns, banks it up, no good, but a foul, and he'll go to line to shoot too. So immediately, Atlantic able to work some passing to get it inside to Hawkins.
That's one of the things they really weren't able to do much in that first half, and you know that's always one of the things that drives Coach Alan Jenkins nuts. We hear it all the time after ball games. If he's not getting enough touches, we just got to get him the ball. He can do so many things. He's got to get his touches. He can slash. He can shoot. You know, just get the ball in his hands.
He knocks down the first free throw. The foul was whistled on Will Landsman inside. And the second free throw also good here by Hawkins. So a nice start here for Atlantic to open up the second half as they now trail by 6, 37-31. Up the floor, Harlan will bring it out front. Rasmussen down low. A quick shot by Knutson. Rolled off the rim. Got it back, though, and he put it back up and in. Looked like Atlantic was going to get the board for a moment, but Knutson ripped it right back and put it home. Up the floor, It is the starting five here for Atlantic with Walker, Holmes, Hawkins, Franken, and Podaisky. Podaisky has it now. He'll kick it to Hawkins in the corner. Now back outside it goes. Here's Franken. He'll lob it here to the free throw line to Walker. He'll stop and pull and fire up a high arcing shot right over the outstretched arm of the defender, and he gets it to splash home. Nice adjustment there by Walker in the air, and it's a 39-33 game. Now Rasmussen almost lost the dribble there as he went behind the back against Holmes. Now he'll kick it left side. Landsman down in the corner, back outside. Landsman will try the three. It's good. Will Landsman only has two buckets in the game, but they're both three-pointers. And it's now 42-33 Cyclones. Atlantic basketball now as Walker will pick up his dribble, fired across to Franken. Franken off to Holmes, now back up top. Harlan sunk back into that shifting 2-3-3-2 type zone look. It's kind of a hybrid. The guy in the corner will get out high pretty quickly. Three-pointer from the top by Podaisky was no good. Rebound Hawkins went back up, missed the putback shot off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled down now by the Cyclones. They'll run the other way. Down inside, they get it to Landsman. Guarded by Hawkins. Kick back out. Jewell will stop and fire. That's short. Rebound on the baseline, and it's out of bounds as Knutson came down with it on the end line. 6:11 to go here, third quarter. We're just starting here in the second half, and it's a 42-33 advantage here for the Cyclones. Atlantic basketball, they'll skip it up the floor here to Brendan Holmes. He'll dump it back up top now to Franken. Franken driving, stops at the free throw line. Shot up and good. They're not going to count the shot, though. They're going to whistle a foul on the floor first. That's going to go against Rasmussen, and that'll be his second. And we'll have the inbound underneath. Inbound from Walker. He'll get it into Hawkins. It's knocked away, though, by Landsman. Rasmussen comes up with it. He'll run. Holmes tries to get back to defend, and the layup rolls home for Rasmussen. Good effort by Holmes to try to get back, but Rasmussen still able to knock it down. 44-33, back to an 11-point game. Up the floor, they lob it into the corner here to Podaisky as they break that three-quarter court pressure. Up top, and they'll swing it over to Holmes. He'll try the three ball, and that's in and out. No good. That was halfway down. Rebound Landsman. He'll run it up the floor to Rasmussen. Rasmussen drives to the free throw line and the kick out. Here's Hall. Now back up front. Rasmussen guarded by Holmes. He'll get a screen and go left side. In the corner, Landsman quickly fires up the three off the mark. Rebound, though, and the tap-in is good by Knutson as he came flying in right there on the spot. 46-33. Harlan has stretched it back out here. 13 points. Up top, it's a pump fake by Holmes. Almost got the call for a walk, but he's able to drive into the lane and then floated one up there from 14 feet and got it to roll home. His first bucket of the game, and it's 46-35. Up top now, a three-pointer on the way from right at the top of the key is missed by Knutson. The rebound ripped down by Ryan Hawkins. Atlantic basketball, and Franken has it out front. He'll go right side with it to Holmes. In the corner, Hawkins back up top. Hawkins trying to work baseline. They'll skip across over to Podaisky. Podaisky will drive baseline. Float one up, it's short. Rebound pulled down by Rasmussen. Never had a good handle on that one as he went up for it. Back outside, it goes to Landsman in the corner. They'll kick it. Knutson driving by to the baseline. Had it knocked away for a moment, and then he had it, and he was out of bounds. Good job by Podaisky to cut him off and force the turnover. Podaisky's going to check out now here and get a breather as Tristan Benn comes back in. The Atlantic will have the basketball. Three-quarter court pressure put on again here by Harlan as they back off. They're just looking to trap as soon as they get across the timeline. Here's Walker over to Franken. Now off to Tristan Benn. Benn going to drive baseline. Go all the way there. Kick it across to Holmes. He'll drive. Rise and fire and knock it down. Nice job by Brendan Holmes to get high in the air for the jump shot. 46-37. Back to 9 points. Harlan driving left side. They'll dump it now here to Knutson. Going right side and a block call here against Walker. Trying to shift over to cut him off. He'll get his third foul picked up. So we'll have the inbound from underneath now. Joey Walker, the first player for the Trojans with three fouls. Inbound from Rasmussen will be lobbed in. Landsman's knocked away. It's loose now as it hit off his foot. Picked up by Knutson. He loses the handle and Holmes steals it. Holmes the other way in transition, forcing it all the way, and he gets the layup. Nice job by Brendan Holmes to somehow keep his composure and get the lay-in. Back the other way, Rasmussen going to try to run an answer. He's cut off. Ball's loose. Picked up by Joey Walker. Walker the other way. He'll run. Tapped away from him for a moment. He'll stop, fire. It's blocked by Jewell. Got back. Taken away by the Cyclones. They'll run the other way. Landsman in the middle. Kick out. Three-pointer by Rasmussen is short. Rebound long. Holmes picks it up. He's going to run again. Holmes got fouled by Rasmussen.
Brendan Holmes having himself a nice stretch here. These last four or five runs up and down the floor have been all about his ability to get to the basket and to elevate for some jump shots.
Providing some energy here for the Trojans, and that's number three on Rasmussen. And now we have a timeout here from the Harlan bench. 3:12 left to go, third quarter, 46-39, Harlan leading. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Back here after the timeout, Atlantic with the inbound. They're going to skip it in the corner here to Tristan Benn, and he'll dump it back up top here to Holmes. Right side it goes. Franken launches up a three. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Jewell, and now the Cyclones going to run. They'll push quickly right side. Back up top now it goes. Jewell, the pump fake, the drive, the kick out. Corner three for Knutson, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Landsman as him and Hawkins were fighting for the board. And now it will be... Oh, now they're going to change the call? They're going to call a foul? Or, I mean, if it's Harlan basketball, it's a foul. He didn't touch it. Yeah, they're going to give the ball to Harlan. He's inbound here to Knutson, and they'll kick it out to the wing here to Jewell. He'll try a three. That's off the mark. Rebound here to Atlantic. Boy, that could have been a big swing there on a bad call, but Atlantic gets it without any points being scored. Here's Walker in the middle. He falls to the floor as he kicks it back out here to Benn. Now back into the corner here to Hawkins. Hawkins has it. He'll dump it back outside to Tristan Benn. Benn on the right wing. Now the bounce pass is a lazy one. It was tipped and stolen. It's loose on the floor. Fink came up, gave it across. Now here was loose for a moment. Picked up, and now we're going to have an... Oh, we're going to call a block. That was an offensive foul. Wow. Garrett Esser was absolutely out of control, ducking his head. He didn't even see the basket when he ran into the defender.
Well, you can hear the crowd. You can tell what they think. Quite frankly, we think the same.
That's two really bad calls back-to-back here on this end of the floor.
Unless that official's name is Lou, I don't think they like the call.
Garrett Esser at the free throw line. It was Brendan Holmes who got called for the blocking foul. And the first free throw is good by Esser. It's his first points of the game. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. He knocks them both down. Got the shooting foul despite never seeing the basket when he was trying to shoot. Up the floor here, Atlantic will try to come back at him. 48-39, Harlan leading. Here's Holmes. He'll fire a three ball right side, and he knocks it down. Brendan Holmes having a heck of a quarter.
Get it to the hot hand.
48-42. Trojans back within six. 1:52 to go in the quarter. Here's Esser now dribbling right side all the way in. He's going to get blocked and fouled. And that's Brendan Holmes wanting to get him back. He came back from the backside. And he'll get... Actually, they're going to whistle the foul on Hawkins. He was in front. It looked like Holmes was the one that created the contact. But Hawkins will pick up the foul. It'll be his second. So now Esser will be back at the free throw line here for two. And the first one rolls around and falls through. Substitution here for Harlan. Luke Hall back into the game as Knutson will check out. Second free throw is no good. Brendan Holmes goes high to pull down the board.
Did Holmes suddenly become like 6'8"? Because he's getting everything.
He's got the hops working for him tonight. He was right there with Frank and went over high over him. Up top it goes here for Atlantic on the offensive end. They'll give it right side now here to Ben. He'll pull in, jump one up. It bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hawkins, and he's fouled and in and out on the shot. Man, that was almost down. So he'll go to line here to shoot two. Foul going to be whistled against Kyle Jewell, and that's number three on Jewell.
Yeah, Jewell very quiet offensively here in the second half. I don't think he's taken more than one shot.
Yeah, nothing so far from him as he had 23 there in that first half. Here's Hawkins, and he makes the first free throw as it rolls home for him. One more coming now here for Hawkins. Two players for Harlan now with three fouls. That's Rasmussen and Jewell. Second free throw also good. He's able to convert. 49-44. Back the other way. Harlan with it out top. They'll dump it here to Landsman. He's dribbling on the left wing as he was a little bit further down in, brought it back outside. Landsman's going to put it on the deck, driving right side of the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Three ball on the way. There is short there by Fink, and the rebound, Brendan Holmes. There he is again. Holmes off to Walker, right wing. He'll give it to Hawkins, flying in. Nice shot in transition, and he gets it to go.
Well, it wasn't a good pass. It was a little behind him, but Hawkins able to reach back, grab it, and get the lay-in.
Down to 48 seconds to go in the third quarter, and almost another steal here for Atlantic as Garrett Franken got in the passing lane and knocked it away. 45 seconds showing on the clock here in the third quarter, and it's a three-point game. 49-46.
You know, if you're not here watching this ball game tonight, then I don't know what you could be doing that's any more fun on a Tuesday night in Atlantic, Iowa.
Getting very entertaining right now. A couple of substitutions here for Harlan, and one of those is Rasmussen, who's back in the game, and he has it here in the backcourt off the inbound. Right side over to Hall. Back up top, Rasmussen. And they're going to slow it down here. They spread the floor here to the four corners look. Here's Luke Hall, guarded closely by Tristan Benn. He's going to need to do something with it. Now he gives it off to Rasmussen. Holmes guarding him closely. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Holmes staying on him out front. Now he gets the call, the five-second call off as he dribbles and steps back. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. They're going to wait for a last shot here. Now they'll start it up. Rasmussen drives left side, got by Holmes, and he gets the layup. That was a good blow by that time by Rasmussen. Inbound now here. It goes to Hawkins. He'll run it up the floor. 2 seconds off to Franken for the shot at the end of the quarter. It's no good. It was off the mark. Walker tried to tap it home, but time had already expired here at the end of the quarter. That'll do it for 351-46. Back with fourth quarter action in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
Well, we head to the fourth quarter. Harlan leading Atlantic 51-46 in this boys' basketball game. I was going to say we head to the final quarter, but I know better than that. We had two extra periods the last time these two teams played. And who knows where this one's going. Harlan with the basketball as we start the fourth quarter. They'll inbound. Rasmussen will take the inbound, and they'll run it across out top. Little push off there to get Holmes off him. Now he'll curl back out top and leave it for Jewell. Jewell going to step out for three, and that's good. He rattles one in from the left side of the arc this time. 26 for Jewell. It's 54-46.
You knew he was going to show back up again at some point.
Atlantic ball. Now Franken in the front court with it. Lost the dribble. Kicks it to the corner. Holmes right side. Back to Franken. Well off the circle. And out top to Walker. They'll reset. Just a half a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Harlan leading by eight. Walker out top with it for Atlantic. He'll dump it to Hawkins in the lane. He steps across. Quick shot. No good with the right-hand push. Rebound by Jewell inside for Harlan. Up the floor now to Knutson. Back outside Jewell. He was way outside the arc, and I mean like 7 or 8 feet, and he faked a three. And everybody took him seriously. Right side Hall with it now. He'll drive into the lane. The curl stops. The head fake shot. No good. Got his own rebound. Came right back to him. Now he forces his way in and banks one home. Boy, nobody wanted the rebound except Hall, and he made Atlantic pay. It's a 10-point game now, 56-46. Harlan on top. Right side corner. Atlantic breaks pressure. Out top Walker, left side. Now they get it in the corner. The short shot by Ben, no good. Rebound, Walker inside. The putback is good. Joe Walker, the board and the bucket down low, and it's 56-48. Harlan by eight. 6.5 left in the ball game. Front court, Rasmussen gets a screen, goes left, leaves it up top now. Right side, Landsman gets it off the Hall. The three ball is short, hits the skims the front of the rim. Rebounded there by Hawkins. Atlantic up the floor now. Hawkins quickly ahead now. Left side to Ben. Ben out top, Walker. He'll elevate for the three. That's no good. Rebound taken inside by Landsman. He stepped out of bounds. Landsman got the rebound, and as he turned to look for a pass, he took that back foot and stepped back out of bounds. Ball goes back to Atlantic. Podaisky back in. Ben checks out. Walker will inbound for the Trojans. Everybody cutting to the basket. Now it's Podaisky in the corner with it. He forces his way up and under. The wraparound won't go. The rebound hits the floor, and Atlantic up with it. Hawkins chased it down. Now Podaisky, right corner. He'll try the three. That's good. Nick Podaisky with his second field goal of the game. This is a triple, and it's 56-51. 5-point lead for the Cyclones. Hall in the front court with it now out top. Podaisky picks him up man on man. They double screen for him. He goes right. Now brings it back out. He'll curl with a left hand into the lane. The kick out here to Rasmussen, left corner. His three is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Caleb Rasmussen. Did they shorten up the three-point line to like 12 feet? Because everybody's bombing them in from distance. 59-51 Cyclones. Atlantic ball now. Walker in the front court against that 2-3 Cyclone zone. Baseline. Hawkins turns. Quick shot is good. Ryan Hawkins left baseline with a bucket. Timeout asked for by Atlantic. This will be a short 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here. 5:12 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 59-53. Cyclones lead it. Atlantic with two timeouts left. Harlan has four timeouts remaining.
Yeah, it's going to get intense here down the stretch, but boy, they're really trading blows right now. Seems like everybody's stepping up and making a big shot up and down the floor. You mentioned those outside shots. Everybody's getting in on the party right now.
I was going to try to count them up here real quick. What's Atlantic's got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 threes here in the ball game. Harlan with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that's just Jewell. 7, 8, 9. They have 9
wow.
threes.
That's pretty impressive.
17 made three-pointers so far in the ballgame. Harlan basketball as we come back out of the break. Atlantic pressuring full court. That's broken now as they get it down quickly to Landsman. He feeds it back to Jewell. He'll elevate for the short shot, and that's good. It didn't look polished, but it worked as Jewell got the short and the late footer. 61-53 Cyclones. Atlantic basketball. The pass by Franken is knocked away, almost stolen. Rasmussen got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds over on the far side. Basketball belongs to Atlantic. Franken will inbound. Walker will bring it across. Walker out top gets a screen, goes right. Looks out on the circle now, trying to find Hawkins inside. Instead to the corner for Holmes. His three ball is no good. Rebound Jewell. Jewell's going to take off on the run up the floor. He'll take it right side, now curl it back around on the arc, but Podaisky picks him up. Now Rasmussen with it in the center circle. 4.5 left in the fourth quarter. Rasmussen hesitates, goes right, and a blocking foul on Brendan Holmes. That'll be his third. Team foul number 4 against Atlantic here in the second half. Ball will belong to Atlantic, or to Harlan, rather, out of bounds. They lead it by 8. They get it inbounds to Knutson. He made a quick move, now kicks it back out. The bounce feed inside for Jewell's knocked away and stolen. Walker up with it, tapped away from him. Now Podaisky has it, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Knutson. Foul whistled against the Cyclones here up the floor. So for Ethan Knutson, that'll be just his first. That is team foul number 5 on Harlan here in this half. Neither team in the bonus yet. Atlantic basketball trailing by 8. Podaisky, left corner now Hawkins. Podaisky on the wing. They'll curl around and get it to Franken in the left corner. He'll bring it back on the dribble. Podaisky, back left side. Franken's going to try the three. That's no good. Holmes went high for the rebound. It was knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Atlantic. Jewell was apparently the last to touch it. Boy, Holmes got some hops inside tonight.
Yeah, I think Atlantic might have caught a break there. I thought he was the last one to touch it.
Walker will inbound now as he looks. No one close to the rim, so he'll fire it out top to Holmes. Left side, Hawkins. He'll drive the baseline. Stops, hesitates. Head fake, no good. Shot, no good. Got his own rebound for a second. Then it was stripped away, and it's picked up by Rasmussen. Rasmussen now to the front court for Harlan. 3:45 left in the fourth quarter. Harlan by 8. Jewell turns left side for 3. No good. His own rebound. Nobody chased it down. And he bounce feeds it to Knutson for the lay-in. He saw it was going to be short. He ran right through all the Trojans to get the ball off the floor. Now Hawkins the other side. The bounce feed to the corner. Podaisky, he'll elevate for 3. No good. We got a foul away from the basketball underneath. That's going to be against Atlantic. They're going to whistle that, I believe, against Franken.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach Jenkins doesn't like it.
That'll be his second. That's 5 against Atlantic. Luke Hall is back in now for Harlan. Cyclones lead by 10 and have the basketball. 3:25 left. Time is starting to become a bit of a concern here for Atlantic. Cyclones up the floor. Now they break pressure by spreading the floor. Jewell out top Rasmussen. Rasmussen picked up here by Hawkins. Now Jewell. Jewell the head fake. Oh, he tried to push off against Holmes. Now leaves it for Rasmussen. Jewell, right side Knutson. They're just going to spread the floor and make Atlantic chase here for a bit. Now inside, it's Landsman, and he banks it home. They lulled him to sleep and then took advantage underneath at 65-53. A 12-point lead for Harlan. Franken, right corner. Holmes, across the top, Podaisky. Left side, Walker, down low, posting as Hawkins. He leans in traffic and gets one to go. Not an easy shot for Ryan Hawkins, but he found the bottom of the basket at 65-55. 2.5 left to go. Harlan again, long pass up the floor. Hall, oh, his pass inside, knocked away, almost stolen. He tried to fire it in quickly to Landsman. Walker from behind snuck around, had the ball, but lost it out of bounds. It'll belong to Harlan in the front court. They'll inbound on the baseline with 2:28 left. Landsman inside, now outside to Jewell. Jewell on the dribble out top. So he'll try to stretch the floor once again. Kyle Jewell leaves it right side now for Hall. Hall back out top. 2:10 left to play. Hall needs some help now. He's going to ask for timeout. So they'll call timeout. This will be just a 30-second timeout. So we will keep it right here with 2:08 left to play and a 65-55 Cyclone lead. You almost get to the point here where Atlantic, you got to shut them out the rest of the way. You just can't let them score here.
Well, and the last two possessions have been exactly what Harlan wanted. You're going to get the shot from the outside. Nobody comes and boxes out the shooter. It's Cardinal Sin. He goes back and gets the board, and they get a bucket out of it. The next possession, they use some clock, spread the floor, got it inside to Landsman, and he cleans it up with a bucket inside. They're working exactly what they want to do right now, unfortunately, here for Atlantic. So they're going to have to step up the intensity pressure. They have a couple fouls to give here still, and I think Harlan's going to force them to use that, but they're really going to need to get very aggressive defensively.
2:08 is all that's left here in the fourth quarter. Cyclones have the ball in a 10-point lead. Atlantic rallied late a couple of times in regulation and overtime. Keep the game alive the first time these two teams played. Do they have it in them again? Jewell takes the inbound, gets it front court. He's guarded by Franken out near the center line. Franken's going to chase now the ball. As they're going to work the ball back around out top to Rasmussen. Rasmussen comes left side. He's surrounded, now needs some help as he's caught again, and now a quick timeout. This will be a full timeout, I believe. No, well, I better check. They have one of each left. They're going to call a full. Minute 48 left, 65-55. Harlan on top. We'll take a break back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. It's Harlan basketball as we come back from the timeout. A minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter. Cyclones lead by 10 and have the ball. Hall out top gets fouled. So they got it out top. Reaching in is Garrett Franken. He'll pick up the foul. That'll be number 3 on Franken. That is team number 6 against Atlantic. So that's the last one they have to give. Now Cyclones will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Harlan looking to inbound. Hall will leave it for Rasmussen. Rasmussen across out top. They triple team him. He'll leave it for Jewell. Jewell with the basketball, and we're going to have a foul call. I guess punching your hand through the air is now a foul in basketball. The official had a bad look at it, but he called Franken because his hand moved fast. So that'll be foul number 4 on Garrett, and that will send Kyle Jewell to the free throw line for the Cyclones.
Don't want to hurt the air's feelings.
For everything that Jewell has done tonight, he has not been to the free throw line yet. He is now to shoot the 1-1. With a minute 37 left, and the free throw is good.
Well, you wouldn't expect anything less. He's been hot from a little bit further than that. You'd expect him to knock these down.
11-point lead. One more try here for Kyle Jewell, and this one is also perfect. 12 points the lead, 67-55. Atlantic with a basketball now. Minute and a half left to play. Walker front court. Out top it goes Franken. Left side, Holmes. Into the corner, Hawkins. He'll turn and fire a three ball. That's no good. Rebound. Tap to the floor. It's kicked out of bounds. That'll be Atlantic basketball. Harlan kicked it out. Minute 23 left to go. 1-2-3 on the clock. It's a 12-point lead for the Cyclones. Inbound, Franken. Left corner. He'll elevate for the three. It's no good. The rebound tapped, but controlled by the Cyclones. And now stolen right out of the hands of Rasmussen by Franken, and he lays it in going to the basket. That's his first basket of the second half at 67-57, and a foul in the backcourt as Landsman went up high to catch the pass, and Ryan Hawkins flying by picks up the foul. So that'll send Will Landsman to the free throw line. He has yet to be to the line here tonight. In fact, you could say that for just about everybody. Ryan Hawkins is the only player who's been to the free throw line for Atlantic tonight. He's 5 out of 6. And Luke Hall has shot 2 free throws. Garrett Esser has shot 4, and Jewell has a couple. And now Landsman knocks down the first one here. Yeah, for as much action as we've seen tonight, we haven't really seen a lot of free throws.
Yeah, not a lot of fouls called here.
Second drive by Landsman is also good, so he knocks them both down. 69-57, 12 points the lead again. Down to a minute 5 to go. Walker front court, fires it across. Holmes grabs, guns for 3. No good from the left wing. The rebound taken by Jewell underneath. Out ahead to Rasmussen. He'll run to the front court, and reaching in and picking up the foul is Garrett Franken, and that'll do it for him. Franken's just fouled out of the ball game with 54 seconds remaining.
Yeah, looking tough now here for the Trojans. You really have no choice but to try to get steals or get immediate fouls and try to extend the game.
Well, they only have him for 4. That should be his 5th. All right, well, we'll go with that. I don't know who picked up the other one then. First free throw is good by Rasmussen. He'll get one more. And the second one is also good. So on all 3 of their 1-1 tries, they made both free throws. 71-57 Cyclones, Atlantic ball. Left side, Hawkins. He'll drive the lane. The finger roll to the basket is good. Hawkins with a bucket down the lane. 40 seconds left, 71-59. Oh, and Jewell walked with it, got away with it. Holmes almost stole it. Now Rasmussen in the front court, and they'll foul him. It'll be Joe Walker coming out and picking up the foul. And that should be 4 on Walker. Or is it 5? No, it's 4. Ball will be at the free throw line. It'll be Rasmussen shooting free throws once again. He'll get 2 this time, and wouldn't you know it, when they don't have the 1-1, that's when they miss the front end. So Rasmussen misfires on the first. He'll get 1 more. And his second try is also no good. That's off the front of the rim, rebounded by Atlantic. Up the floor come the Trojans. Left side, Walker. Out top, Hawkins. The 3 ball is good. Basketball goes through. It's 71-62. 20 seconds left. Harlan inbounds. Up the floor they come, and a reach-in foul on Hawkins. And is that going to be his 5th? That's where the other foul went. So Hawkins fouls out of the ball game with 17 seconds left. So Ryan Hawkins will have to leave. With 17 ticks left on the clock. 18 points for Hawkins tonight. 15 of them in the second half. As at the free throw line, the first try by Jewell is no good. One more coming here. And that one is good. So Jewell hits one of his two. 72-62, a 10-point lead. 17 seconds left. Cyclones going to win the ball game. Harlan stepping back, letting Walker try the three from the top. It's no good. Rebound fought for inside. And now we have a whistle and a foul underneath. Foul going to be whistled against Brendan Holmes. That'll be four on Holmes. So back the other way we go. And at the free throw line.
Knutson.
I think it's Knutson. I can't see the number. Got his jersey bunched up in the back. It's Ethan Knutson. He makes the first. And misses the second. Rebound to Atlantic. 7 seconds left. Frank in front court, left side, leans, fires a quick desperation three, won't go. Rebound taken by the Cyclones, and that'll do it. 73-62, your final. Harlan a winner here tonight over Atlantic in this Hawkeye 10 Conference non-conference boys game. Yeah, I know. You figure that one out. Two conference teams battling in a non-conference game. Makes no sense to me either. 73-62. Harlan a winner here tonight. We'll take a break and wrap it up for you in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Jim Field, Chris Parks, back with you here in Atlantic tonight, where the visitors are the winners this evening. Harlan, at great second quarter. Great second quarter just for Kyle Jewell alone. And that really was the difference in the basketball game as they jumped out to an early 30-13 lead, a 17-point edge early in the second quarter, largely on the strength of Kyle Jewell dropping bombs in from all over the floor. And Atlantic just never was able to catch up. They were able to whittle that lead down to 8 at halftime. They got it down as close as 4, 5 points, 6 points, but they could never get any closer than that. Then Harlan would stretch that lead back out to 8, 9, 10 points. Just Atlantic couldn't get enough good runs going, really not enough defensive stops to really give themselves a chance to make a solid run here in the contest and get back square in the basketball game.
Yeah, you know, it was a nice effort by Garrett Frankett there at the end of that second quarter to help Atlantic rally a little bit. Otherwise, it would have been a much bleaker outlook there heading into the locker room at halftime. But you never could get over the hump there in the second half. Harlan was making plays to keep that distance. It seemed like that 8-point mark was where they were stuck forever. If you couldn't get under that, and give Harlan a lot of credit down the stretch too. When they needed possessions to go their way, they got exactly what they wanted. They got some nice rebounds and putbacks, ran clock and got buckets at the end of possessions. Everything that you want to do to try to use that clock up a little bit when you have a lead, and they pull out the victory by doing that and hitting free throws at the end too.
Yeah, it really did. Atlantic hardly got to the free throw line at all tonight. In fact, Ryan Hawkins, the only one that got to the line, he was 5 of 6, and that was the team number as well. Harlan did enough to at the free throw line here tonight to give them an advantage. They were 12 of 18 from the free throw line here in the contest tonight. Take a look at the individual scoring for you here in the contest this evening. For the Cyclones, look no further than number 33 on the score sheet. That'd be Kyle Jewell. he darn near shot his number tonight. 31 points this evening for Kyle Jewell. Easily the best number here tonight in the ball game. Also 10 points for Will Landsman this evening. 9 each for Caleb Rasmussen and Luke Hall. 9 also for Ethan Knutson. 3 points for Garrett Esser and a couple of points for Thomas Fink off the bench tonight for the Cyclones. On the other side for Atlantic, matching 18s tonight, Ryan Hawkins and Garrett Franken each finished with 18 points tonight to lead the way for the Trojans. Joe Walker also in double digits with 10 tonight. Brendan Holmes had a great third quarter stretch. He had a 5 or 6 of the best possessions he's seen all season long, as he had a good run there. He picked up 9 points, all of them coming in that third quarter. Also 5 points for Nick Podaisky and 2 tonight for Tristan Benn coming off the bench. 5 of 6, as we mentioned, from the free throw line here tonight for Atlantic, all of those coming from Ryan Hawkins. Hawkins also fouled out of the ballgame with 17 seconds left, but the game was already decided at that point. 18-11 at the end of the first quarter, Harlan with the lead. They stretched that out to 37-29 at the intermission. It was a 51-46 game after three. Atlantic made some headway, but then Harlan got some buckets, got that lead back to near double digits again, and they were just able to keep stretching that lead out to 7, 8, 10 points. They finished with an 11-point victory, 73-62. Each of these teams now 11-5 on the season after tonight's Harlan victory. They're conference standings don't change at all. Atlantic's done with conference play. Harlan at 5-3. They've got a couple left. This one didn't count. So 11-5 overall for both of these ball clubs. But, you know, nice crowd on hand tonight. It was a fun atmosphere. You know, we just don't see crowds like this anymore in large cases in high school basketball. It's unfortunate, but a lot of people don't pay much attention to it, it seems, anymore. But it's fun for the kids. It's fun for us. You know, it's a great atmosphere to be around in, and it's going to get like this as we get closer to playoff time. So both these teams can only benefit from tonight's game.
Yeah, it's certainly a nice experience. It is a very tough one here for Atlantic to take, just because you had, you know, a nice home court atmosphere. You like to get a win, especially against a rival opponent like Harlan, and they wanted to get him back for that close loss the first time. But you got to get over it. You know, it's a good, hard-fought game. Well, hopefully you learned a few things about your team and continue to move on here down the stretch, play some good games, and who knows, you might get a crack at them again here down the road.
It may or may not. As we said before, this is an interesting Class 3A district with Harlan, Atlantic, Creston, and Glenwood in this district. Glenwood's probably going to end up being the 4 seed, and they're going to have an above 500 record. Usually when you get an Atlantic, looks like they're going to be the 1 seed. So it might be a Glenwood-Atlantic matchup in the first round. Nothing's in stone, but that would leave Creston and Harlan facing off in the first round, which, as far as Atlantic is concerned, that's great. That eliminates one of those that you won't have to play. And those are two very good basketball teams, you know, to have to face in the postseason. But, you know, again, nothing's firm and nothing's been announced quite yet, but, you know, we can read, so we kind of see what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's a great opportunity here to play some meaningful games yet down the stretch. As I said, both these teams have very strong opponents left on their schedule yet. For Harlan, you know, they're going to be, as we mentioned, on the road, or they're going to be at home against Glenwood in a conference game Friday night. They got to play at St. Albert. They'll host Lewis Central. They'll play Creston at home in a conference game, and then at a very good Carroll team. So a lot of quality basketball games left on the schedule. Same for Atlantic. Atlantic's going to take Friday night off, and then they're going to play Saturday here at home against Creston in a game that we'll have for you here on the radio. It's a 5 o'clock tip time. They're going to travel to Clarinda next week, then play Trainer here at home. That's a very good Trainer team. They're going to play at Carroll, who's a top 10 ranked team most of the year, and they're going to finish up with the team that will probably win the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Denison, here at home. So, yeah, some really good challenges for both of these ball clubs to get themselves ready for the postseason. So every night out is going to be like the postseason from here on out.
Sure is, and yeah, hope you just get your spirits back up right away, get moving, and go to work on the next one.
Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN will come your way on Friday night. Chris and I will be in Oakland Friday night as Riverside will host Griswold in Western Iowa Conference basketball. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls at 6, boys will follow at about 7:30. And we'll have them both for you on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can listen to them online at KJAN.com. And we'll have live streaming video for you as well from Oakland. You'll be able to listen to watch those games, even if you can't make it to the ball yard. We'll have them for you on our KJAN TV page. That's Friday night, Griswold at Riverside here on KJAN. Again, your final tonight, 73-62. Harlan, a winner over Atlantic in boys non-conference. Hawkeye 10 conference play. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and good night from Atlantic.